ancillary topic to...
So that's what an ancillary means. Anybody who's back from university can tell them what an ancillary means.
Tangential.
There's a tangential issue that comes up in regards to Birchat Chasanim, which actually might be relevant to what we had discussed in regards to the Chayiv of Shel Brachos, which is an important topic which sometimes leads to some confusion. And the Ritva, in the conclusion of his piece of Panim Kadoshos, raises an important point. Says the Ritva, V'nagu kol ha'olam came. If you mavarach in Birchat Chasanim v'Seuda, she'misadrin oisan al-chay shel Birchat Hamazon atzmo. The Minhag HaOlam, the Ritva says, which is not our Minhag, the Minhag HaOlam, the Ritva says, is to have a kos of Birchas HaMazon, and that is what we're going to use for Sheva Brachas, the regular kos. I will be Mesechet Sofrim kos of Mefurish, Shemibarachin Birchas HaMazon al kos Echad, Ba'achar Kach, Mevin lo kos Acher, Ba'omer Allah Birchas Chasanim. Now the Mesechet Sofrim is another position which is not exactly our position. This is the end of the long Dibur HaMaskal Amar of Yehuda. In the old Ritvaz, it has a paragraph in Nagu. And that is, the Mesechet Sofrim says that you first make an Al Gefen on the coast of Birchas HaMazon, and then you make Birchas Chasanim. V'fi she'ein omrim Birchas Chasanim v'shtei kedushas al kos echad. You don't say Birchas Chasanim and Birchas HaMazon on one coast. V'achinami amrim beperigar v'pzachim. This is the klal of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That you're not allowed to make one coast be used for two different mitzvos. The simple pshat in Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is the sugi and sota da pres, the makor of it. But the simple pshat, neinos mitzvos chavilos chavilos, is that if you're going to use one kos for two different mitzvos, it's going to look like you're trying to be, if you will, cheap, or trying to hurry up and get the mitzvah done in one swoop. So the Gemara in Arba Tzachim says, "L'misha yochel erev Shabbos zikidah shelav ayom al kos echad b'varach lav birchas hamazon hasheni yom elav kedusha seyom." Upirish taimo l'fi shein om shtei brachos al kos echad l'fi shein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Uparchin alea miyakne hazu karkina de lo dami de kedusha adala chadim el sehi. The Gemara points out that there are times we use one kos, like in Yein, Kedin, Shner, Abdol, and Zman, on Lel Pesach, but there it's different because it's all considered one milsa. Uberchas hamazon u kedusha tre milin inu, and kedusha mirchas hamazon are two different things, and since they're two different things, so we use two different kosos. Vahachinami! We should say that Birchas HaMazon and Birchas Chasanim are two different things, and since they're two different things, we should use two different kosas. This is what the Baal Yitur writes, but our minog is not that way, even though the Chura we should say, Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. However, continues the Ritva, just a second, Nati. The Yesh Lases Tam LeMinog. Maybe we could justify, the Minhag says the Ritva, to use only one kites. The Loi Dami Birchas HaMazon and Birchas Chasanim, the Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. Birchas HaMazon and Birchas Chasanim are not entirely comparable to Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. The Kivan Shehamazon Bol Achar Asuda, Vihi HaGoremes, interesting lashon. Since the mazon, Birchas HaMazon, comes after the Su'uda, and the Su'uda is the Goreim, Birchas Chasanim Bagam Kein Al HaSu'uda, and Birchas Chasanim also comes about in the Su'uda, through the Su'uda, V'hi HaGoremes, K'chad HaMilsa Chashiva. It's considered one thing, it's not considered two separate things. Elo She'kosh HaAdam L'tchos Ma She'kosh HaMesech HaSofrim. However, on the other hand, the Mesech HaSofrim is a furish that you should use two kosos. So first of all, I just want to point out the pshat, and then point out that the Ritva is Lishi Koso, and then see what are the implications, la halacha, on this topic. First of all, Nekudas HaMachlokis over here, it sounds like, between the Masechta Soferim and the Svara of the Ritva, is the following. Do we say that Birchas Chasanim and Birchas HaMazon are so interconnected that they're mamish one Chepta Shel Mitzvah? They're one mitzvah. Ad kidei kach, they become one mitzvah to the point that you only need one kos and it's einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Yesterday we pointed out that the Avudram holds that the only time you say Sheva Brachos is if you're benching. That's the only time you say Sheva Brachos. And then we pointed out in the Lashon Rambam that the Rambam holds that Sheva Brachos is a chelek in Birchas HaMazon. So if you hold that, you could go so far as to say, I'm not saying it's mukhraf to say such a thing, that you have to say that you only use one kos, but then we can understand why we would say, einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas anymore. Because really, Sheva Brachas and Berchas HaMazon is one din, they're not two separate dinin, they're not two separate cumin, there's one cum. And just like Berchas HaMazon in the base ha'avel is mechayev, Birchas Avelim, Mahavdil in Birchas Chasanim, also it's Mechayev Birchas Chasanim. But they're not two separate things, they're really one thing. This is the Shita of the Ritva. Mesechet Soifrim, what does Mesechet Soifrim hold? Mesechet Soifrim, they say no. Even if you're going to say that Birchas HaMazon is a Chelek, there are two possibilities in Mesechet Soifrim. You could say that the Birchas HaMazon is a Chelek with the Sheva Brachos, but there are two different Kiyumim. That's one possibility, that there's still two different Kiyumim. But most likely, I think the Masechet Soferim holds something else. The Masechet Soferim holds that you need two different Kosos. Could anybody tell me why? Why would the Masechet Soferim, what else do we know with the Masechet Soferim? You don't need a Suda. You don't need a Suda! So the Masechet Soferim Elishitasa. Masechet Soferim holds that Birchas Chasanim is totally separate from Birchas HaMazon. V'haraya that we say Masechet Soferim, you don't even need a Suda. So Birchas Chasanim has nothing to do with Birchas HaMazon. If Birchas Chasanim has nothing to do with Birchas HaMazon, so then in such a case, you're going to use two kosos and not one. And you can't say that it's connected to Birchas HaMazon, because Masechet Soferim holds that you don't even need a Suda. You don't even need a Suda, so then in such a case, of course, you would have the problem of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You're trying to shtubbein, that means to force two different things together that are totally unrelated. But over here, according to the Shita of the Ritva, it sounds like what the Ritva is saying is that we could view them as being connected. Now, even if the Ritva held that it wasn't the chelek in Birchas HaMazon, that Birchas Chasanim was the chelek in Birchas HaMazon. However, since the Mechayev is the Su'uda, once the Mechayev is the Su'uda, so then, in such a case, Chazal were koveya the Birchas Sheva Brachos to be done with Birchas HaMazon. We saw that according to the Ritva, you don't necessarily have to eat. The Ritva doesn't go so far. But at the same time, the Ritva holds that the Tikkun was made Dafka Yidei Birchas HaMazon. If the Tikkun was made Dafka Yidei Birchas HaMazon, so then in such a case, we would say that's not mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, because they're all interconnected. But according to the Masechet Soferim, the two are entirely separate dinim. Yes, sir.
The Rosh would also say Tikkun.
What?
The Rosh would also say Tikkun, because you don't have to eat.
I don't like to speculate. I come from the tradition that we're mazbir shitas harishonim. If we had something specific in the rush that compelled us to
explain,
are you again? Is there a shita in the rush that you're trying to be mazbir right now? In other words, we're now discussing the shitas of shtei brachos al kos echad. Could you or can't you? Speculation we don't do. We're trying to be mazmer now the Ritva. I know it, Yosef, what you're saying is intelligent, but I'm resisting it. And the reason I'm resisting it is because it's speculation. The goal is to be mazmer what's in front of us. I was speaking with some of the Talmidim. Some people have a style that they outline many different possibilities, and then they see the Shita Sarishani. From the tradition of my Rabbein, we don't do that. We learn the Rishon, and then we try to be Masvir the Rishon, as opposed to suggesting a possibility. The speculation we can do from today till tomorrow. Sometimes I find it's unproductive. Yeah.
In the bottom of the verse over there, it says that the Baal Yitzchak holds the old days at the Kosecha.
Right.
The Moshe Sotah, the Lashon was against the Ken.
The Chayin Kasa of Baal Yitzchak.
And what we just said with the Kala, he said.
No, he's asking a kasha in the footnote. That it's not, it doesn't seem to be in the Baal Yitzchak the way that he's presenting it. That's what he's asking.
That's not the point that the Kosecha says that the Kosecha over there is Rachos, so or the Kosecha only was taken to show.
Ah, okay. We corrected it. Good. Okay. Now, how do we pass in Shulchan Aruch on this map like this? So let's take a look. Let me read for you. I know the copy machine wasn't working to photocopy the Shulchan Aruch, but I'll read for you. I'll try to be clear in what the opinion is in Shulchan Aruch. Do you need two kosos or one kos? And here, an interesting point comes up in terms of how to pour the kosos. Says the Mechaber, Simisamach Basif Test, Yesh Omrim, She'ein lo mar sheva brachas al kos birchas hamazon elamayi bikos acher va'omer alav sheva brachas v'chose v'lokeach kos shav birchas hamazon va'omer alav borei pri agafim. The first day in the mechaber is the day that we had seen from Maseches Kofer. V'yesh omrim she'ein tzarich al kos shav birchas hamazon v'barach sheva brachas v'chein fashak haminog. So the minog that was brought it down from the Svaridim as pashat haminog is to only use one kos. The Ramah then adds to the Medina Seilu Nogi Kisvar Rishona. And in our communities, the Ramah says we follow using two kosos. So the minhag today, actually, who told me he was at the guild? Did they use two kosos? So it's against the Pashat minhag of the Mechaber. Clearly, in Ashkenaz, is to use two minhag, is to use two kosos. And Gil told me, because I saw it was a real Svardik Sheva Brachos, because he said that someone didn't want to make the Sheva Brachos because it wasn't Bebeis HaChasan. That's an old, there's a Machlokas Rishon you might have seen where the Sheva Brachos has to be Dafka Bebeis Chasan, because the Lashon HaGemara is that you make Sheva Brachos Bebeis HaChasan. So some say it has to be Dafka in the couple's house, where he took her into the house. However, the Minig Yisrael is not that way, but that showed me that it was a real, this is a real Sephardic Sheva Brachos, but nevertheless, they still use two kosos, so it seems that the minhag become pashat to use two kosos across the board. So that machlokes is brought down. However, we're koveya to use two kosos. We're choshesh for ein osen mitzvos chavilos. Now, there is an interesting Beis Shmuel that the Taz disagrees with. The Beis Shmuel points out that that's our minhag, to pour two different kosos. And then he adds, "The ain't sarich lahachin kos hasheni, ella be'ez she'omer habrachos." You don't have to prepare the second kos for sheva brachos until you've finished benching, and then you pour the second kos. Now, if you watch carefully, I don't think anybody follows this Beis Shmuel. I think almost everybody pours two kosos before they start benching. But the Beis Shmuel says the opposite. Can anybody give me the svara of the Beis Shmuel? Why is the Beis Shmuel say that you don't have to pour the second kos until you finish benching? What's his svara, Avram? He says, "Einos mitzvos chavilos. Get done with the benching. Bench on that kos, and then after you do that, so then pour the second kos of sheva brachos." This is the opinion of the Beis Shmuel. Interestingly, the Minig Yisrael is not that way. Why? Could be because there's a throwaway line in the Taz. The Taz in Sif Katan Zayin on this halacha says, he's talking about a different topic. He's talking about whether you say Dvaya Ser Vegam Charon Vazi Le Bishir Yaron, the Zimun, the special Zimun for Sheva Brachos. Do you say it when you're not saying Sheva Brachos, when you're only making Asher Barah? So that's what the Taz is discussing. In that discussion, which is not our issue right now, we'll talk about the bracha l'asher bar on Sunday. He says you only say Dvar HaSer with the Sheva Brachos, V'lo kishomer m'asher bara, u'bevaday u'nachon lasos kein. Dvar HaSer niskar shas shoa birchas yishurim, v'haynu birchas chasanim. D'yei sham bracha ala osid. And then he adds and he says, if you're saying Devay Yaser on the Shabbat Brachos, you should say it in front of the calls that you're using for Shabbat Brachos as well. So comes along the Taz, and the Taz says that the Zimun that we say of Devay Yaser is connected to Shabbat Brachos. And therefore, if you say Shabbat Brachos, you say Devay Yaser. If you don't say Shabbat Brachos, you don't say Devay Yaser. Ad kedei kach, the Taz goes even further. The Taz says that you should have the kos of the Shabbat Brachos in front of you when you say Dvay Yaser. Why? Because he says Dvay Yaser is connected to Shabbat Brachos. So the Taz, in a throwaway line, disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, and that's probably our custom today to pour both kosos beforehand. What's in the Kudas HaMachlokis over here between the Beis Shmuel and the Taz? It could be that the Beis Shmuel and the Taz are arguing about the relationship between the Zimun and the Sheva Brachos. And that is part of yesterday's Chakira. In other words, do we say that Sheva Brachos is a chelik of Birchas HaMazon? If we do, so then the Sheva Brachos should be connected to the Zimun as well. If that's so, then the kos of Sheva Brachos should be poured when you're saying Dvay Azer, when you're saying the Zimun. Because the Sheva Brachos is a chelik. However, if you hold that they're separate, the two are separate dinim, so then, in such a case, the Beis Shmuel comes along and says you should be machmir for Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Don't pour it beforehand. But the Taz is arguing that the Zimun and the Sheva Brachos are directly connected. And since the Zimun and the Sheva Brachos are directly connected, he's not worried about Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, because at the end of the day, you're using them for two separate things, and you should already have the kos poured beforehand. So this is a fundamental machlokis between number one, the machlokis, of course, to crunch it. We have a machlokis between the Masechah Sofrim and the Ritva, whether you use two kos or one kos. The Ritva holds that you could use one kos because he holds that the one kos is directly related to the Seuda itself. The two are inseparable because the Ritva holds that you only say Sheva Brachos B'Shas HaSeuda. Masechah Sofrim, where Masbir then know that the Sheva Brachos and the Seuda are entirely unrelated and you would really have a problem of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We are Choshesh for all Shittos. We're Choshesh on the one hand for Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So therefore we have two Kosos. On the other hand, the Beis Shmuel and the Taz are arguing whether you have to be Choshesh for Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos even by pouring the first right away, pouring in the second kos, the first thing, pour both kosos or no? So the Taz says, in such a case, you should not. The should, excuse me, while the Beis Shmuel says that you don't have to. Why? Even more than that. The Beis Shmuel had said that you shouldn't, right? Because he's worried about Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. However, according to the Hesber that we have, that the chelek of Birchas Chasanim and the chelek of Birchas Hamazon are intertwined, so then in such a case you should do the two simultaneously. Yes, Abby.
I was going to say that the Beis Shmuel and the Taz Machlokes, the Beis Shmuel seems that if you're going to be able to finish benching and then pour the cup, it seems that it's Sheva Brachos isn't really that connected to benching.
Sheva Brachos
isn't connected to benching. Why you have to do it 2 minutes after benching? You do it an hour after benching. So why can't you just say that it's kind of closer to the big? Because Mr. Sofrim is saying that they're not that connected. So as soon as you're saying they're not that connected, then why does the Mafuz have to be, if it's on the Zimun, why can't it just be the Mafuz?
Because
the
we don't paskin on the Masechah Sofrim in regards to the Zimun. We paskin that you're supposed to daftin the Sofrim.
So in according to the Beis Shmuel, how, like, if you're going to be pouring the cup, you're having a hefsek before
Shabbat. That's not a hefsek. He doesn't consider that enough of a hefsek. To pour a cup is not considered enough of a hefsek. Of course, Kanoim would be upset at me if I wouldn't mention the end of the Beis Shmuel. You know how the Beis Shmuel concludes this Sif Kata? And the Beis Shmuel says, Chasav Abach, Kisha Anoshim V'Noshim B'Cheder Echad, if men and women are in one room, Ein Omrim Sheva Brachas, the Ein Simcha, Kisha Yetza Ahara Shole. Still be like that one, no? So the Bach says that you can't say Sheva Brachas if Yetzer Hara is Sholei.
Know it?
No, not in my Sheva Brachas. In my Sheva Brachas, there was it was mixing up. Hope so. I was already married. I have to ask the Bachurim for it. Yeah, go ahead.
Once you say that you use two cups anyways, so clearly that shows where our kosher is from Mitzvah Chavil. So what difference does it make if you pour it before or after? Because if one cup's going to be...
No, so that's why I tried to address that question. And I think the answer to that is the following. If there's a reason to pour the first kos, then you should. If there's no reason, then don't. The Taz is saying that there's a reason because it's connected to Vayaser. And the Hezbollah of that connection to Vayaser is based on what we said yesterday. But according to Beis Shmuel, there's no reason, and there is a chash, Vayaser mitzvah, stabilis. God says that there's a positive reason to pour beforehand.
Why are you worried about the chash? People are going to think.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He's trying to make sure that the two aren't interconnected, while the Taz really wants to connect the two.
It seems like they're just worried about what people would think. Because
maybe
we know
that could be, or you could say that the halacha tries to be as perfect as possible. See, you know, what Avi's asking is, do you really have to be choshesh einos and mitzos chavilos for pouring the two cups simultaneously? This brings out a point that's really an Avodas HaNefesh point, but it's an important point, nevertheless. And that is, in Avodas Hashem and in Talmud Torah, we aspire for absolute perfection. In other words, we try to do everything as perfect as possible. And therefore, if there's a chashash and einos mitzvos chavilos, so that's why the Beis Shmuel says, don't pour them at the same time. Einos mitzvos chavilos. Which is very, very important, because in the world out there, in general, life, and it's true, life requires compromises. Life requires compromises. But there's something that we're supposed to realize is that there is an absolute ideal. There is a notion of perfection. And if perfection is, if we could reach a certain madrega of perfection, then we should go for it. That's how I understand what the Beis Shmuel is saying. Too many times we compromise. So to some guys are going back to YU, and in YU I believe it's not a compromise. I believe that guys could really, really grow in both areas. On the other hand, what happens is that people who get banged, hit hard over there, so then they begin to live their whole life as a compromise, and that's something that's awful. And part of it is a person has to begin to prioritize what's important to them in life. It's not easy. Yes, Ari.
Regarding the mafokus in just how they look at the Isra Kavilos, that Vishmo is more mafokus when it says that it extends all the way to the Maisa, and it's nothing to do with the fact that they're more connected or not. And the Taz says no, just strictly on the broad.
But the Taz is coming. I hear what you're saying, that's fine. But the Taz says even stronger. He says, I want this coast to be there when you say Vayaser.
That's
where the Taz is coming from.
Why didn't you just say it's one coast then? If it's that connected, why?
No, because he's also Choshish Beinos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. He's also Choshish for that. In other words, in Halacha, we're Choshish in both directions. But the point, the Nekudas HaMachlokis is, whether we try to connect that cause to the Zima. Okay, Rabosa, I'll take more questions afterwards. It's more that we want to accomplish. On the Gemara in the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph, there was something that we glossed over the first time, the Cheshbon, which I'd like to come back to now. And we're probably going to have to continue with this topic on Sunday. The Gemara, four lines from the bottom,
says, Eloha desanya.
We learned in a brisa, Shaku chachonim al takanas kenos Yisrael, she'esomeach imo gimul yonit. So there's this strange halakha of simcha with the caliph 3 days. B'mag. So the Gemara says, B'manushach. Ibe bachur, if we're talking about a bachur, amrit shivra, say that you need 7 days. Ibe alman, amrit yom echad, if we're talking about alman, 1 day. So we never found this notion of three. Iba is saying, my answer is the Gemara, ba'alman yom echad lebracha, u'shlosha lesimcha. The Gemara's first eretz is that when we said three, we meant three of simcha for an almon and one for bracha. The Ibai is saying, or else we could say, the bachur shiva lebracha, ushlosha lesimcha. Then when it comes to a bachur, you'll have 7 days of bracha and three for simcha. Daniel Lowenstein pointed out that yesterday in our discussion of what the Mechayev of Sheva Brachos is the Mechayev of Sheva Brachos Simcha, or is it some idea of the Chassan giving, receiving, Chassan and Kala receiving a Bracha from the Tzibur, which we saw as the Machos, the Rambam, and the Rosh? Lechura is relevant to these 2 Deos in the Gemara. Why? Because in the second Lashon of the Gemara, we see that Sheva Brachos, at first glance, has nothing to do with Simcha. Because the Gemara tells us that it's possible to have 7 days of Bracha with only 3 days of Simcha. So Rabosai, you know, there are many ways to attack this Gemara. We can see how the Rashba does it in a minute. However, let's, in the construct that we've been building, let's leave this Gemara as a Tzarech Iyun in the following way. If we say that Sheva Brachos is the idea that you have an extra Simcha, like the Rosh, Rashi, Tosas, Rov, Rishonim, you have extra Simcha, then you make Sheva Brachos. So then, the Gemara's Teretz, that we're talking about a Bachur that married an Almana, and there we say that there's 7 lebracha and 3 lesimcha, so then that doesn't fit into this lashon of the Gemara. That was Daniel's ha'ara after Shir. Now I'll tell you why Daniel made that ha'ara. Rav Yoel told me when he was learning b'chavrusa with Daniel, it's a big nachas for me, I have to express it. When he was learning with Daniel, his first day back, immediately when Daniel, he didn't know the Rambam and the Rosh. Immediately when he saw these Lashonos in the Gemara, so immediately he said, "Ah, oh, I see from here that Sheva Brachos and Simcha are two different dinim." The more and more you learn Lamedos, the more and more your eye becomes in tune to these things. So then he came over to me yesterday and he said, "How does that idea in the Rosh and Tosas fit?" He said, "More complicated things, but L'chol HaPachos, this part needs to be noticed." So we'll leave this as Sarachiyu number one. How could it be that Sheva Brachos is a function of Simcha, yet at the same time, we see that you have Sheva Brachos for 7 days and 3 days of Simcha? You hear, Dovi? Yeah, Meisha, what do you want to say? So you saw the Rajba? So that the Rajba's gonna address that, okay? Good. Good. Yes, Simcha? Yeah. Okay. No, not bad. Not bad. Let's see. Let's now see how the Rishonim develop this, and then we'll come back to what you're saying is not bad. Let's take a look at the Rajma. Let's take a look at the Rajma. Rabbi said we don't have that much time. I want to cover a little bit of ground. Zok the Heilige Rajma. End of Zion on the base, right? End of Zion on the base. Zion on the Aleph. Zion on the Aleph, that's where I'm going to find it. The end of Zion on the Aleph, the Rajba writes, Ibai Yisema. Now, first of all, there's something a little confusing in this Rajba. Did anybody get confused in the Dibra Maschil? The Dibra Maschil is backwards. All of the Rishonim had the opposite Girsa of Ibai Yisema. In other words, by us, the first teretz is that we're talking about an almon on the first day, only one day of simcha and three for bracha. And the second teretz of the Gemara is talking about bachur. And according to the Rajba, it's the other way around. The first teretz of the Gemara is talking about bachur, and the second one is talking about almon. And they point down the footnotes that that was the girsa that all the Rishonim had, which is a strange thing. That our Gemara is against the girsa of all the Rishonim. Says the Rajba, Yesh mi shefirech. The Hani Trey Lishni Lo Pligia Dadi. These two Lishonos are not arguing with each other. The Lekha Almana the Batsiri Sayla Simcha Bishosha. And Almana, you never have Simcha more than three. Ubrais Nikani Shatu Chama Panas Israel is talking about Almanas. So the Gemara is saying like this. In the first Lashon, we say that a Bachur has seven for Bracha and three for Simcha. So there we're talking about what? We're talking about Simcha when we say that there's only 3 days. But of course there's seven for Bracha. And then the Gemara also says that when it comes to an Almon also has 3 days of Simcha. Continues the Rajba. V'had nafish bracha bebachur misimcha u'me'almon shenas almana nefisha simcha mibracha hakol afini inyano. The bracha ba'al simcha salei. So he asks this question. He essentially asks Daniel's kasha. But how could it be that bracha is more than simcha? So he says the bracha comes on simcha salei. V'ilchach bachur kim shalom asa adayin simcha slimbo nefisha. A bachur has more simcha. Bein shenas b'sul, bein shenas almon. A fifth bracha l'shiva. Al simcha dahainu bitul malacha kedei l'samcha. But simcha, which is bitul malacha, so that kima d'almon ain't a tzricha pitu ibein a zakuk v'isbatul ne simcha yosem yishlosha. So the Rajma learns like this. The Rajma says the reason why you have seven for bracha and three for simcha when you're marrying an almana, even a bachur that marries almana, is because you don't have the need to take off more than 3 days of work for an almana. Because at the end of the day, she doesn't need as much attention. An important editorial note, and that is the first year of marriage requires a lot of work. Requires a lot of attention. That's why I tell the guys, until your wife tells you to go to night seder, Daniel, remember this? Until your wife tells you to go to night seder, you don't go to night seder. You have night seder at home. You don't go out. It requires marriage. It takes a lot of work. And it's not been the first time that I've heard that the hardest year of marriage is the first year of marriage. It's learning on the job, and there's a lot of attention that's needed. So when it comes to a basula, so there's a lot more attention that's needed between husband and wife. And almana, the assumption is less so. So therefore, he only needs to take off 3 days from work and doesn't have to take off 7 days from work. So this is one opinion. Then the Rajba quotes a different sheet. The Yesh Misha Pirish. Skip down in the Rajba. You should have gone through every word. In Shir, if we're going to cover ground, there's only a certain amount that I can read inside. The Yesh Misha Pirish. Then the Rajba quotes a second Shita. The Hani Lishni Pligi. Menakdinan Kalishna Basra. The Ba'almon Shanasa Almana Shloshala Simfa. Says the Rajba, there's another opinion that says that the two terutzim are arguing with each other. That when the Gemara says that we're talking about Almon Yom Echa Lebracha Shlosha Lesimcha, that opinion is rejecting that a Bachur has seven Lebracha and three Lesimcha. Why? Why does it reject it? We just gave a good Svara. It's based on Simcha's idea that, no pun intended, that there's the Simcha of the 3 days of Bittul Malacha, and then there's the Bracha that Simcha's Libo. However, this Deya rejects that. What does this Deya hold? The Hani Lishni Plig, even Akdina Kalishna Basra, the Ba'almon Shinas Almana Shlosha Lesimcha, Aval Bachur Shinas Almana Shiva Lesimcha. So the Rashba quotes another Deya that says it must be that the two Lashonos of the Gemara are arguing. Vamei Vinyavin, that's why the Rashba has to switch around the Ve'ibayis Emas. Because if we're going to say they're arguing, so then the second Deya is rejecting the idea of Bachur Shiva, the Bracha of Vishlosha Lesimcha. Because the second Deya is saying it's not possible. It's not possible to have a bracha for 7 days and three for Simcha. Why? He spells out. V'nirin advarim, skipping out a couple more lines in the Rashi. V'heich efshar, d'mashkim l'melachto v'chavilaso al-ksefu v'archol v'irchas chasanim. How could it be that the fellow is schlepping and he's still saying sheva brachas? It doesn't make any sense. So here we have the second Deya in the Rashba that says that it must be that you can never have Sheva Brachos without having Simcha. The first thing in the Rashba holds that it's possible to have Sheva Brachos without Simcha. Why? Because you have three Simcha for Bachur Talmana, but seven for Sheva Brachos. The Yesh Shapirish holds not that way. The Yesh Shapirish holds that you have Sheva Brachos, you must have Simcha. We learned three. So when we said three, that was an Almon gets 1 day of Bracha, but three of Simcha. But you'll never have Bracha without Simcha. You always need to have Simcha in order to have Bracha. So of course, now this should be like a reflex by you. What's the Nikudas HaMachlokas over here, just to crunch? What's the Chakira? Yehuda, what's the Chakira? Let's leave the Rambam and Rush out of there just to be Masber over here. What's the Chakira? What is Sheva Brachos? Does Sheva Brachos related to Simcha? Or just to refine it even? Is the Mechayiv of Sheva Brachos Simcha? The second day of the Rashba holds that the Mechayiv of Sheva Brachos is Simcha. And if you don't have Simcha, you don't have Sheva Brachos. The Rashba then concludes that this Lashon makes a lot more sense. That's the way the world says it over. That the Rashba held that the Gemara rejected this line of the Bavakor Shiva Bracha Shosha L'Simcha. Because he says that the Mechayev of Simcha is Sheva Bracha. Now the Rambam is complicated. Here you should have a Rambam in front of you. Let's see how the Rambam passes. In a few places. By the way, there was we call it a typo on the Marim Mekomos. In Hilchos Brachos, it's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Tes, not Perek Tes Halacha Tes. Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Zok to Eli Rambam. The Beis Chasanim Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Achar Arba Brachos Elu B'chol Sudu Sudu Shal Kinsham Ve'em Mevarchim Brachos Du Lo Avadim Lo Ketanim Ad Kama. Of course, that the opening of the Rambam is the Chumrah that Gil saw last night. That's Dafke B'Berchas Chasanim. Ad Kama B'Varchin Brachazu Imaya Alman Shinas Almano B'Varchin Osav Yom Rishon Mulvad V'im Bachur Shinas Almano Alman Shinas Absilum B'Varchin Osav Kol Shivas Yimei Mishnah. So Rambam says B'Ferish that a Bachur Shinas Almano makes the Bracha during all Shiva Simei Mishnah. Okay. That's what the Rambam writes over here in Hilchos Brachos. Now let's take a look at the Rambam in Ishus. What was my exact Maramakam I put down? Yud Yud Beis. Thank you. The Rambam in Yud Yud Beis in Ishus writes, V'chein tiknu chachamim shekol anose besula yes ameach ima shivas yamim ein osek b'malachto v'lo nose v'nosim b'shuk elo ochal v'shasa v'sameach bein shaya bachur bein shaya alman v'mhoise b'ula ein pachos migimul yamim. So Chachamim said that you have to rejoice with a besula 7 days. He's not allowed to go to work. But if she's a ba'ula, so then it's 3 days. Comes along the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah points out that this Rambam is a big chiddush. If you put two and two together, the Rambam is a big chiddush. Says the Magid Mishnah, on this halach and halacha yud beis, v'yesh mishakasa, dahanu lishni pligi adadi. These two lishonos disagree with each other. V'naktina kalishna basra. V'kols man shubachur chayi l'smoach afilu malmona shiva. The Rajba holds that you need to be sameach a bachur with almona 7 days. Sheheach yivarchu lo birchas kasanim kol zayin yomim. How can you make a bracha all for 7 days? V'dalad yom ha'achreinim hu mashkin l'machto v'chal v'ilaso ha'ksefo v'zen nir adas harav ha'rajba. So he quotes our Rajba and our Gemara that the Rajba disagrees with the Rambam. But the Rambam is of the opinion that the bracha that we make for Sheva bracha, so Bakr Shanas Alman is 7 days, even though the Lefi of Simcha is only 3 days. The question is, what is the Svara in the Rambam? What does the Rambam hold? So Rabosai, first, before we begin to say over what our Gedolei Rabbanim taught us, our great Rabbein said to us, what's the first step? What's the first step in being Masbir this Rambam? In other words, without yet developing Svaras on our own. You see the Magid Mishnah's objection. What's your reflex of where to look of what the Svaras HaRambam is? Where do we go? We go back to the Rajba, on the first day of the Rajba. The first day in the Rajba said that this is not true. That the Bracha and the Shvisa Mimalachta are not connected. He says the following, back into the Rajba, in the first day, the day that the Rajba didn't like. So what did that day say? V'hilchach bachur kiyum shalom asa dayin simcha slivo nefisha avol simcha dahainu bitu malacha kidei l'samcha kiyum da almona eina tzricha pitui ve'eina zachuk l'spato v'nei simcha yeser mishlosha. So the Rajba already in the Yesh Misha Perish gave us a little bit of a svara for what the Rambam would hold. That what? That an almana doesn't need that much simcha. An almana doesn't need that much simcha. Almana just needs... Look, if anybody has spoken to a widow, the pain of a woman who's been married, especially a woman who's married and has children and doesn't have a husband, is... I think it comes into second place only to the pain of a couple who has never had children. So the pain is humongous. So if she gets a good husband, that's my speak. 3 days is my speak for the almana. But at the same time, the bracha of the bachur, the simcha of the bachur, is going to be enough to to have 7 days of Sheva Brachos. So again, it goes like this. According to the Rambam, the first step is the following. The Rambam says that Sheva Brachos is not connected to being Misameach Ima. Misameach Ima, when it comes to Almana, is enough for 3 days. But at the same time, the Rajba said his own personal simcha, because he's a bachur, is 7 days, and therefore he's going to get 7 days of Sheva Brachos. So once you see this Rajba, you cannot, don't need what the Briska Rav writes. Because the Rajba already said it. But let me just show you how the Briska Rav was Masbir the Rambam. But you don't even need the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav is in the stencil. But once you really did the Rajba properly, you'll see Kamat what the Briska Rav says is what the Rajba says over here. Here I have a tzitut, I have a quote from the Briska Rav. Dimavur. The Shitas HaRambam, the Din Bracha, the Beis Chassan, and the Din Simcha, Hem Shnei Din Nefradim. The Din Simcha, Hainu Mashachayev L'Samcha, Toli Bidida. One is the Din of being Mesameach, the girl. The Din HaBracha, Hainu Tolu B'Zeh Klal. The Din HaBracha has nothing to do with that. Ubeinim U'Bachar V'Yamana, Olim U'Almon V'Yibasula, La'olam Azman, L'Bracha Shiva. So the Briska Rav says, How do you say it over? What's the brisker way of formulating it? There's tzvei dinim in simcha. There's his simcha, and there's her simcha. His simcha is mechayiv sheva brachos, and then her simcha is dependent on how much he has to be misameach ima. And therefore, for his simcha of a bachur, it's 7 days. But then there's another simcha to be misameach ima. That's how the Briska Rav is quoted. But Rabosa, you don't even need the Briska Rav. If you read the Rajba carefully, the Rajba already said this idea. The Rajba says that when it comes to Almana, all she needs is 3 days. So then you just fill in the colors in the Rajba and say that the Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is a function of his Simcha. So the Briska Rav said the Pshat in the Rambam, but we're arguing it's Kemat Mefurish in the Rajba himself. Why do people not notice that? Because what happens is they see there's a machlokas between the Rajba and the Rambam, so they just see the bottom line in the Rajba. They run quickly through the Rajba. They don't read the whole Rajba. So they run quickly through the Rajba. They see that the Rajba holds differently than the Rambam, and then they begin to think Misvara. But if you read the Rajba carefully, the Rajba already gave you in the Yesh Mishapirish the other opinion. Now, based on this Hesber, maybe we could deal with another problem, the Das HaRambam. The Rambam, you have Ishus in front of you, right? The Rambam in Perik Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, has another strange Halacha. The Rambam writes, the next Halacha, Yesh Loi La'adam Lisa Noshim Rabos Ka'achas B'yom Echad ומברך ברכס חסן מלכולה כאחס. אבל לסמך צריך לסמוח עם כל אחס שמחה הראויה לו, עם בסולה שבה, עם באולה גימול, ואין מערבין שמחה בשמחה. The Rambam writes that you can marry many women on one day, but you have to give each girl her own Sheva Brachos. You have to be Mesameach Ima all 3 days. Now, Lechura, the Makne asks that this Rambam is difficult. The Rambam says that you can marry many girls on one day, but rather, you just need to be mesameach with each one separately. Asks the Machmana, there's a halacha brought down by the Rambam. Maybe on Sunday we'll go through that a little bit more carefully. The Machmana asks, there's a halacha that says that you're not allowed to marry a woman in Chol Hamoed because of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to marry a woman in Chol Hamoed because of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Rav Nemtzal likes to say over that Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on Chol Hamoed, and that was his on Purim. and he spoke about why Purim is different than Chol HaMoed. So Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to come back to this. Mitzvah Hashem will come back to this. But and that was his drasha, why Purim is different than Chol HaMoed. But the halacha is Ein Osin Noshim b'Chol HaMoed because they marvin simcha v'simcha. So asks the Makna, but wait a second, if we're going to say Ein marvin simcha v'simcha, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, why don't we do the same thing that the Rambam had suggested on the fellow that married many girls on one day, and he was just misameach ima with each one separately? So why don't you do the following? Get married on Chol HaMoed, asks the Makna. Get married on Chol HaMoed, and then once you get married on Chol HaMoed, you're married, but the sameach ima is going to be 7 days later. You hear the kasha? The Rambam already told us that it's possible to marry many women on one day in theory. Don't try this at home. But it's in theory shayich. And then be sameach with each one separately. So why is it the ein osin nashim b'chol HaMoed? Do the same thing. Get married on Chol HaMoed and then be misameach imah with her separately. Be sameach yontif on yontif, and then after yontif have the shivas yimei mishnah. But based on the above lomdus, which we argue, the Rajba already said, and who preceded that was the Neil Lowenstein, we can answer this kasha, we can answer Makna's kasha. Anybody want to go for it? Avi, you have a separate question. Gil, go ahead.
That in the case, when not with Chol HaMoed, it's a separate simcha. The original one, his simcha, is separate than the one of Chol HaMoed. But in the case of the women, his simcha is the same for all the women, and then he just has a separate obligation to be misameach them later.
Right. But okay. But what's the problem with Chol HaMoed? Flesh it out. What's
on Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed has its own simcha, and then he has his own simcha. So those are the two.
Once the Briskerov taught us, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the next generation, Rabbo say, this is a Shalshelas HaMesaira. I don't think the Brisker Rav discussed this problem. But Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, who was next in the Chachmei HaMesaira, took this the Yisai that the Brisker Rav used and answered the Rambam. Comes along Rav Shmuel is one of our heroes, right? And comes along Rav Shmuel and he says like this. Rav Shmuel says, when we talk about simcha, there are two different types of simcha. There's the simcha of the chassan, and then there's the simcha of being misameach ima, being a sameach with her. When we're talking about being misameach ima, so then it's possible for each one to have a separate week. That you could postpone. But what about his personal simcha? His personal simcha starts the moment that he gets married. His personal simcha starts the moment that he gets married. And it's not a problem if he's seven times over misameach because he's married to seven girls. So he has seven times rego. That doesn't seem to be a problem with any marriage simcha. It's the same simcha. He's happy he's married, just seven times over. But if he gets married on Chol HaMoed, it's true. In the din of misameach imah, that could be postponed. But his personal simcha starts the moment he gets married. And that's a violation to Eim Aharon Simcha v'Simcha on Chol HaMoed. So that's why the Rambam says on the one hand, you could be misameach ima afterwards, but on the other hand, it's a stira to Simcha HaMoed because it's about his personal simcha. And his personal simcha already starts at that, the moment that he gets married. Does anybody want me to say this teretz again? Yeah? Okay. Let's crunch what we've done up until now. Let's mamish take it from the top. The top of the Gemara and the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph. And just the shitos and how we've used them. We've seen that in the Gemara that there is an opinion, we'll see if they're two separate opinions or the one opinion, that an almon has 1 day of simcha and 3 days of bracha. And a bachur who marries an almana has 7 days of bracha and 3 of simcha. The Rajba says that the Gemara rejects the opinion that Bachur has 7 days of bracha and three of simcha. So at the end of the day, the Rajba says, how could it be that he himself is not going to have simcha, but at the same time make a bracha? Bracha is a function of the simcha. So Rajba rejects that shita. We saw that the Rambam accepts it. The Rambam is mafurish. You see that on the one hand, the Rambam says you make sheva brachas. On the other hand, in Hilchas Ishus, says a bachur shenas almana only has 3 days that he rests from work. That's what we saw in the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah said the Rajba disagrees. What's the svar in the Rambam? So we pointed out, if you read the Rajba carefully, what the Briska Rav says is come out mafurish in the Rajba. The Rajba already pointed out that those who reject his position, which we're now saying is the Rambam, hold that bracha and simcha are two distinct dinim. Why are they two distinct dinim? Because here the Briska Rav just added a little bit more flesh to what the Rajba said, but the Rajba not said it. There's one idea of being mesameach with her, and the other is his simcha. Sameach with her when it comes to almana only needs 3 days, as we explained emotionally. And then when it comes to his simcha, say his simcha is 7 days, and his simcha requires a bracha of 7 days when it's a bachur. Based on this, we said, not only could we explain these two halachas in the Rambam, we could also answer another question. The Rambam says that you can marry many women simultaneously and celebrate sheva brachas with them 7 days afterwards, each one separately 7 days after. So Makna asks, by the way, this is in the Makna on Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Beis. So the Makna asks, but wait a second, why then is it a problem to get married on Chol HaMoed? Why are we saying Marit Simcha V'Simcha? Just like we say that you could wait to be Mesameach with her 7 days, so too over here, when you get married on Chol HaMoed, get married, and you'll be Mesameach with her in 7 days. So what did the Makneh assume? The Makneh assumed that you could push off the Shivus Yimei Mishnah, because the Rambam said you could push off being Mesameach Imah. But once we saw from the Rajba and the Briska Rav that the Rambam holds that there are two components of simcha. There's one being a sameach with her. And then there's another component of simcha, not only being a sameach with her, but also doing what? But also having your own simcha. So then your simcha starts immediately. It's possible to postpone the simcha with her, but your simcha starts immediately. And then you can't get married on Chol HaMoed, because that's going to be a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Reb Shmuel said this answer and extended what the Briska Rav had said. Yes, Moshe.
What would happen if you had a case where the chassid wasn't happy, like, and there wasn't a simcha?
He got married and wasn't happy.
Yeah, like the Gemara, like if one of the parents, like on
the $1,000. Awesome.
How important is that?
No, so you're right. In such a case,
we're like splitting up Shev Rovas and Simcha. I feel like Shev Rovas are much more important than just on Simcha, because
By the way, I disagree with the formulation, because the most important thing is Simcha. Most important thing is Simcha. That's the most important thing in life, is Simcha Sachayim. And brachas are not so important in context of Simcha. So the answer to your question is that's the chidush. When you have avelus before sheva brachos, it seems that avelus is pushing off his simcha as well. So you're having both mesameach ima and his sheva brachos following the avelus. But his simcha is going to come later. His simcha is extremely important. Now, next week I'm going to try to be magdir a little bit more what this means. What does this mean? His simcha versus misameach ima. I'm going to try to explain a little bit more, because let me point out to you that the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, I'll leave this off as a sarachinun. The Rambam in Perek Beis Alchates, the one that we just saw, the Rambam said, "V'mbacher shenas almano almon shenasim besula mevarchin osa kol shivas yimei hamishta." The Rambam says that the Sheva Brachos takes place in Yimei HaMishta. But didn't the Rambam just say he's only supposed to be Misameach with her for 3 days? So there's no Mishta. There's only 3 days. LMI, the answers. I can't leave it off as a question. You need to explain. I have to explain. The Rambam is telling us that even when you're Misameach with her 3 days, there's still Shiva Simei Mishta. That's a function of what we call his simcha. His simcha creates Shiva Simei Mishta, even if he's not being Mesameach Ima. So again, now we add in another level. We explain why how the Rambam separates the three and the seven. We explain how we could answer the Machanas Kasha. And finally, based on this, we can answer how the Rambam calls it Shiva Simei Mishta. The Rambam seems to be saying that there are 7 days of Mishta, even though to be Misameach Ima is only for 3 days. Now, how and why that's so, maybe we'll elaborate a little bit more in the future. But this is the Yisod that emerges from the Rambam. So coming back to Moshe, what you're saying, it seems that his personal Simcha, maybe the word personal is not correct, but his simcha at least is something that's significant and according to Rambam is disconnected from the Shev Brachos. According to the Rajba, the two are directly connected. You can't have Shev Brachos without having his simcha. But the Rambam seems to halt without having her simcha, according to Rajba.
The Rambam, why can't you make Shev Brachos during a veil?
It's an interesting question. I think the Rambam would find that it's too much of a tactic disaster. It's too much of a contradiction to home and seeds. How can you say Sameach to Sameach? At the end of the day, the way we said it was that he has Simcha. It's impossible for him to have Simcha. Even if it's not Misameach to Mah, it's possible to have Simcha. Yes, Sam?
Could you say for the Makta that really, really that you would be able to push off the simcha to after Chalmon, but the only reason why you can't get married on Chalmon is because the chasna itself is a simcha.
Oh, okay. So that I want to discuss next week. There's another question in the matter that we didn't get finish off with, and that's from Malach Shmuel Zos. Mir Tashem on Sunday we'll discuss that. There is a very strange halacha that comes out from a Rashi in the Sefer Pesachim, a Daf Mem Zayin. That halacha is very much, I believe, relevant to Avodas HaNefesh and relevant to a Yisod Gadol that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz taught us in this week's parasha. Rashi in Pesachim, Amem Zayin Amen Aleph, says an interesting chiddush. Rashi says, let's say someone plants during Shemitah, and he does Charisha afterwards. The Gemara in Shabbos on Ayin Gimel Mebei is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very hard to plant, and you need to do Charisha twice. So this fellow, of all places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the land that gives the most beautiful fruit, the most beautiful land in the world, that's also, Pi Chazal, is the hardest to plant. So, the Gemara tells us that in Eretz Yisrael you have to do Charisha, then Zriya, and Charisha again. That's the way we plant in Eretz Yisrael. Charisha, Zriya, and Charisha. So says Rashi in Pesachim Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the way in which to plant in Eretz Yisrael also it creates a chidush in Zoreya. That when you do the second Charisha, you're chayiv for Zoreya. So everybody follow the technical points. You'll see in a second what this has to do with Avodas HaNefesh. But first, the technical point. That if you do Charisha after Zoreya on Shemitah, you're chayiv for Zoreya as well. So what emerges from the Rashi is that there are times that by plowing, you're also planting. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is so hard to develop, and of course we know the Nefesh Yehudi is mashal to Eretz Yisrael. The Nefesh Yehudi is very, very hard to get through. Shana Aleph is very, very hard to get through him. So sometimes you gotta do Charisha a few times, and then even when you do Zoreya, so you already planted in the second half of Shana Aleph, you already started to learn, but then there are times in Shana Bet you gotta do Charisha again, you have to do a second Charisha. And that Charisha, though, is already considered Zriya also. That Charisha is also considered Zriya. And you're chayiv al Zoreya. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz at Tzal has a very famous comment on a very famous Medrash. And the pasuk says, "Zekeli van veyu." Chazal say that what we saw by Yam, Mashiyirah, Yecheskel ben Buzi, what Yecheskel ben Buzi saw in his nevuas, the highest madrigas of nevuas, on the nevuas of Yecheskel. So Shivcha Bayam saw even greater nevuas. Why? Because the pasuk says Zekei Van Veyu, that they were able to point with their fingers at Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Yecheskel's nevuas didn't come close to that. So even the lowest of Klal Yisrael had a higher madrigas of nevuas than Yecheskel. Reb Chaim asks, if that's so, then how come all of Klal Yisrael didn't become tzaddikim like Yecheskel? How is it that a few weeks later we're doing the Egel Azov? How is it that we're not doing the Egel Azov a few weeks later? How could that possibly be? Or in the Lashon of Reb Chaim, aber de Shivcha is gebleibt da Shivcha. But the maidservant remained a maidservant. She didn't change. So how could that be? Yecheskel was clearly changed from his nevuas. But the main servant remains the main servant. So after Reb Chaim, he said, God al Musar. Gadlus, growth in Avodas Hashem, is not dependent on the experience of the Avodas Hashem. A person could be in the matzav of the greatest aliyah, and then they're going to fall. Why? Because here we're being mosif to Reb Chaim, they didn't do a proper harisha. For Zuriya to happen, there has to be a proper harisha. For a person to really grow, they have to properly plow. And if they don't properly plow, so then ultimately whatever they plant is going to die. It's not going to stick with them. The shivcha is gebleibt the shivcha. The shivcha remained the shivcha. Why? Because the shivcha didn't prepare properly for it. Moshe and Aaron who prepared, so then the experience remained with them. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you could sit, you could be zeichet to sit by one of the greatest talmidei chacham today, be able to ask questions, be able to touch him. At the same time, you go back to America and do the same averis that you did 2 weeks ago. Why? Ashifcha blight ashifcha. If a person's not machshir themselves, then they're going to stay where they were. And that's what Rashi and Psachim Amim Zayin is teaching us. Rashi and Psachim Amim Zayin says that Harisha is Bechlal Zriya. People think that, they're growing when they're planting. When they're adding more Torah in themselves, that's when they're growing. When they're zochet to be by Gedolei Torah, then they're growing. But the other processes have nothing to do with Ruchnius. What does Avodas HaNefesh have to do with becoming a bigger Talmud Chacham? The answer is everything. The Harisha is a Zriya. Without the Harisha, there's no Zriya. Same thing applies when it comes to Talmud Torah itself, not only in one's general Ruchnius, because of Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, as we've spoken about many times, but it even applies in Talmud Torah as well. You got two Talmidim that go into shir and understand the shir and could get the same mark on the quiz on the bechina. And in one of them, he's soaring as a Talmud Chacham. And the other one, Eved Blay Ben Ashifcha. He's going to still be the same Eved. What's the difference? They put in the same Zriya. They understood the same shir. They might have even done the same Chazara. The difference is all in the Harisha. The difference was how they were making themselves for that Torah. The person who is making properly, then that Havana is going to stick with him. The person who starts Seder out of after Avodas HaNefesh at 9:40 and 30 seconds, that person is going to have with him the Torah later on. The person who schmoozed until 10 o'clock and took a coffee break at 10:45, but he learned, he understood. He understood enough to chakshir. So for him, it's interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't like this part. I like this part. But the person who is chorish, the person who is amel, then the Torah sticks. I saw it time and time again. I was offered to hear great shiurim from my rabbein. But the shiurim that I had been making for, those shiurim stick. Stop. Those shiurim that I didn't do a proper harisha for, those disappear. And of course, Rashi himself is telling us the Iker Nakuda is not the first Harisha. The Iker Nakuda is the last Harisha, the Hainu, the Chazara. The Zriya is the actual Kabbalah HaTorah from one's Rabbein. But the second Harisha is the real Zriya in Eretz Yisrael. For the Zriya to stick, there has to be a second Harisha. For a Yeshiva Aretz to stick, we have to do Harisha again. Not enough to do simply one Zriya. And then finally, there's one more application of it. Mashra Shifcha Bayam, Loroy Cheskel, and Buzi Bayamov. The biggest challenge of our door, existentially, is not what we focus on most of the time. And there's no question, the internet and movies and the distractions in the outside world are overwhelming. But Rabosai, it's probably not the deepest spiritual challenge that we face today. The deepest Ruchni Yisnika challenge is the Coke challenge. And that is instant gratification. And instant access. We're in a dar that whatever you want is at your fingertips. And you think, a person could think that he knows Elcho Shabbos by just tapping into the internet, listening to some great shiurim, and he knows Elcho Shabbos. That's what we spoke about when Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was nifter. Gedolei Torah became Gedolei Torah dafka because everything wasn't instant. They had to work. They had to sign 3 days in advance to look at the ktsos for 7 minutes. In such an environment, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz could know the ktsos baal peh. Such an environment, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, they told me, I asked the boys who came back from Lanz, one of the boys came back, they said it's true. It said Rabbi Shmuel Levitz has, I asked if we could get a photocopy. Rabbi Shmuel Levitz has his uncle's Tzos HaChoshen, where in Shanghai there was only one Tzos, and after a while the Tzos HaChoshen became frayed, and the first two pages were missing, and Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum told Rabbi Braunschweigel, Binyamin asked Rabbi Braunschweigel to say over the story. Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal told Rabbi Braunschweigel, this is Pshat in the Tzos, because I signed up for that Tzos 3 days before, and I had 7 minutes to look at it. So then, you work for something. It's not going to come instantly. You have to really, really work. You're going to have to work before, you're going to have to work after. So then you're going to be, the Zriya is going to stick. But if there isn't a Harisha before, there isn't a Harisha after, then the Zriya is not going to be anything. So Rav Shmuel said to Rav Braunschweigel, that's Pshat in the Ktzos. Now I know I understand the Ktzos. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz was able to write the first 3 pages of the Ktzos Baal Peh because it was the only Ktzos. I bet that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, if he learned in a Tiv Aryeh in the year 2007 with his head and even with his motivation, would not have been able to write the first 2 pages of the Ktzos Baal Peh. It's a different dar. On this, at the same time, Yiftach Vedora Kishmuel Vedora, our dar has to reach its maximum. But if we don't internalize, if we don't internalize the idea that we need to do Harisha and we have to do Harisha after Azriah, and to expect that these spiritual experiences are going to stay with us, then ultimately we're going to chasachul to stay in the state of the Shifra. On the other hand, if we're makshir ourselves in a vua like Yechezkel HaNavi was, even in the times of tremendous deprivation, spiritual deprivation, like Yechezkel HaNavi did, even at times when things are difficult, but if we're makshir ourselves, then we could reach the ultimate madregos as Yechezkel HaNavi.